Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Jay at Auto Transport Intel here. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live, where we look at the load boards. We're looking for loads. We are providing load board search advice. Yes, in the logo, I've got a dart. This is the dart of knowledge that we throw at the dartboard, load board. We never know what we're going to get. Even, you know, you've seen, if you've watched this show before, you know that I'll shake the dice. I'll shake them up. We'll see what we can get. But before we do that, and I want you to do this. Do me a favor. Jump in the live chat. Put in, if you've got a route search that you want help looking at, you can put that in the live chat. We want to know your company name, trailer, and then pick up and delivery, where you're looking for, what route you're looking for. You can hear Sue in the background there. And also do me a favor. I don't have a giant marketing budget. And so do me a favor. You see the share button on your screen? You can click share and click copy. You can copy that link, text it, email it, share it on social media, tap your best friend and say, you know what? This is the show where they give live advice. It's really helpful. And do me a favor, throw up a like, really helps out. So do that for me, and then let's go ahead. Oh, and you know this? Did you know this? You can go to autotransportintel.com. You can sign up as an ATI insider, and that will keep you in the loop. You can talk to Ty. You can get the email. Who? Everybody needs another email, right? Sign up link is in the live chat. All right, let's go live with Sue. Sue, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty hyped, I guess.
Okay.
One could argue. Yeah, all right. You said something. Let's do it. Let's check in. Great, we're 2 minutes in. What's going on Central Dispatch?
Oh, God. Well, the usual crap.
Uh-oh.
We're going to be in slow season here until after the first of the year, so we might as well just, I guess, deal with it and put on our big girl panties and go for it. So we don't have a choice.
Is it the same as last week? Is it lower? What is it?
We're down to 26,539, so it's going to be about the same what we're dealing with.
Okay.
It's just that, like, there's loads on here. It's just that there's not loads to make packs with, you know, to go in the same direction without going all over the place, and you know how that goes. We're sending people out of route to go get something because it's paying so well, but just keep them moving too, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's that time of the year. That's all you can say.
I
wish it wasn't.
If there's any good news, it's that at least the weather's decent.
Yeah.
Right? Because wait until the weather sucks and the loads suck, right? That's the perfect combination.
That's going to be the kicker right there. Because I sent a guy up to Salt Lake and back down to Texas, and the weather's been actually in the 70s, so it's kind of crazy because he's going all through that area, and there's no snow, no ice, no nothing right now. So
sure, yeah. No, that is nice. That's good. Yeah, take it while you can, because I'm sure that'll change by the end of the month. Let's jump into the live chat. Let's see. Rob Harris got in here first. Check the tires and the signals. Have a great season. 2020 is now in the rear view. Yeah. What's interesting is 2020, I mean, it's rapidly approaching the rear view, but I think 2020 is going to squeeze out a couple more surprises before it's all over. So thank you for that, Rob. I appreciate it. Chance Iron says hello. Carlos Braxton, ACB. Craig Hinshaw,
hey,
hello. Glenn Farrow is here. He loves the show. Thanks, Glenn. That's super cool. Preston Huff gives thumbs up. We got Chance in here first. Chance is like, I think he was our first search.
Oh, he's
like,
in Atlanta now.
A few
times.
Yeah,
last time it was California.
That's what I was thinking. Atlanta to anywhere, five car. Thank you, Chance. That's how you put
Atlanta.
It in there. Thank you so much. So, Sue's going to start pulling that up. And because that is that's knee-jerk reaction. When you're in the dispatch office, as soon as somebody says route, you just start plugging it in. You just start typing it in. So while she's pulling that up, Victory Lap Transport says hello. He's checking in. Fruits Duval is here. What's up, Fritz? Murphy Auto's in the live chat. Murphy Auto Transport. And Larry Richter says hello. Cool. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for saying hello, everybody. Do me a favor. Please do leave a like. And if you're so inclined, you know, copy that link and send it to somebody. See what they think. I'd love to know. What do people think of this show? Somebody who's never heard of this show, what do they think? All right. Back to you, Sue.
So, as we all know, if you're looking out of any place, it's all going to Florida. So, we're going to kind of skip around. I put a minimum of 2 because I know he's a 5 car. Of course, everything that's coming up here is going to Florida. And I will say, Atlanta's been tough. Everybody's place has been tough, but Atlanta's tough right now. Because I've got 2 drivers that live in Atlanta.
What's so hard about Atlanta right now? What do you think? What's going on?
Just loads. Yeah, and they've reduced the rates down to very little. Like, we were doing loads from Atlanta going up to, like, Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville, that kind of stuff. And we were getting paid 80 cents a mile. They're down to, like, 35, 50, you know, if you're lucky kind of thing. It's kind of sad. You know how this is. Here's the thing. There's a lot of short runs that come out of Atlanta, and that's what we're looking at right here.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, these are good rates if you don't, you know, if you're just a little ways.
Like,
you know, if you want to run local, that's kind of local.
That's the problem is let's say you book it for pickup tomorrow. Well, they're empty tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of the times I will sell because I run out of Atlanta quite a bit. So most of the time what we run out of Atlanta is like what I said, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, St. Louis, Little Rock, and you've got Louisiana, and everybody knows there's another hurricane coming through Florida again, but it's supposed to only stay in Florida. It's not, you know, it's actually supposed to be the Orlando area and that coast, right?
Okay.
I think that's what they said, because I've got a driver in Florida right now, or heading to Orlando right now.
It's a hurricane in November? Recommend.
Yeah, let's see, it's...
But it's just coastal Florida stuff?
They said Orlando. It was going to go as far as Orlando.
Hurricane Sally? No, Hurricane Sally already happened, right?
Here, let's do this. Florida in the path. Here we go.
Florida in the path. Yeah, there we go. And it could become...
Gulf Coast is what it's going to hit.
Tropical. So it's a tropical storm right now. Gulf Coast. Okay. Yeah.
So that's why they're saying Gulf Coast, Orlando, because it could be as high as that. Also, there's $45. Looks like it's going through the Keys and down is what it looked like right there. So it could get bad. It might not get bad. You know, it is a weird time for them to be getting hit, but we've been having a weird time as we all know.
It's a maybe.
It looks like, it's a maybe. It looks like it's going to come in from the Keys and go along to the Tampa area, that kind of thing.
Did you see that Chance said he took a 5 car from San Jose to Atlanta? That's why he's going to end up in Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I don't think Chance is in, I don't think this thing will hit Chance.
No. I mean, they'll probably get some of the rains and stuff like we all did from the last one. But here's a 2-pack going over to Baton Rouge, but they're 2 1500s.
Right. And that thing is, probably not that. So it sounds like we probably want to send him west, right?
Yeah, you don't want to go south for sure. Nobody wants to go to Florida unless you absolutely have to. So I would say, you know, Louisiana is going to be clear. Alabama, you know, Arkansas, Dallas area. Doesn't look like there's a lot on here for 2-packs. Let's do this a little bit differently right here. I know there's a lot of loads out of Atlanta, but you don't want to just take whatever.
But he did say anywhere, so I'm guessing anything west or north, or northwest.
Yes, because I believe he's out of California.
Yeah, I'd send him.
Chance was. I'd want to go. He usually asks for California.
I'd want to go west. I don't think I want to send him north. Thank
you. Well, I mean, the weather's good either way.
Ohio or Michigan?
Yeah, Kentucky, Ohio.
Look
up. Kentucky, Ohio, I'm going to put in. Let's put in some Louisiana.
Yeah.
See what comes up there. Let's put in some Texas.
That's what I was thinking.
Problem with Texas, it pays really crappy.
Yeah. Oklahoma, maybe. Yeah. Arkansas.
Yep.
Kansas. Maybe a Colorado. Maybe an Arizona. Might be interesting.
Yeah. I'll put that in there, but you know it's going to be crappy.
Uh-oh. Oh, optimism got the worst of me again. Dang it.
Yes. Arizona's going to pay like 30 cents a mile.
Chances west, yeah. West.
So
yeah.
Don't do that.
West.
All right. So
go west, young man. Okay, so you're shaking. You already put in your filters. You shaking them up?
Yep. Let's see. We
come on.
Got Cincinnati. There's a McAllen. Nobody wants to go there. There's a Dallas for 50 cents a mile.
Cincinnati.
$400. There's always stuff usually to Dallas and Houston on there. They just don't always pay that great. Yeah.
Houston.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been getting everybody out of Houston, believe it or not.
Really?
That's usually quite difficult.
Houston is
so crazy.
I got
a really good load out of Houston the other day. So
you never know what you're going to get with Houston.
No. Let's see. There's some stuff going over. But see, you're going to have to go to Alabama to pick these up.
Oxford.
Yeah.
That's why Atlanta, sometimes I'll do like that 50 miles because I don't want to see that 100-mile stuff.
Well, the only reason I keep it up is if you're going that direction and you're going to go through Alabama to go that way, and if it's paying well enough, you want to see.
Yeah, really good point.
Here's a Monroe, but you don't really want to do Monroe because Monroe is nowhere near New Orleans. It's the top, way top side. Wow, there's just, honestly, there's not a lot on here.
Don't drive backwards to pick up cars.
That's not bad. There's a Mercedes-Benz going in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trailer, so ignore that $1,100.
Mm-hmm.
That's an international. Ignore that. Eeks. There's two in-ops from Atlanta going to Dallas, which is too cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And I 30331, I believe, is the Odessa.
Chance, when are you going to be empty?
Yeah. Please don't say Saturday.
Or Sunday. Sunday's the killer.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to want to be...
There's first class.
You want to load yourself. First class. Wow, is that cheap. That's stupid.
First class.
Can someone call Christopher for me?
There's another... Right. Oh, Byron, Georgia. No.
Yeah, that's five stripes here. I'll send it to you.
Oh. Huh. Two Honda Accords in Byron, Georgia? Yeah, but they're going to different cities.
It's the same
okay.
car.
One Dallas, one Houston. Yeah. I think it's just coincidence.
I wonder if Byron is a... I bet you that's a co-porter, right? Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm trying to find it for you.
So how's everybody doing out there? How's the searching going? What's it like being in the dispatch office right now? What are your feelings about what's coming up? In fact, Sue had a topic... vacation.
Yes.
You wanted to talk about driver vacation. So while you're searching, what do you want to talk about that there?
So, you know, as a dispatcher, you have people that take vacations or they break down and you need to know what you know, because you depend on them as income. So you need to kind of look at it the same way as a driver does. You need to be holding so much back every week, like for your expenses, just like a driver puts away, you know, percentage. You can't just live paycheck to paycheck. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And because all of them take vacations and all of them break down. And like, for example, the reason why I brought this up is one of my big producers, shall we say, one of my heavy hitter drivers that he usually makes so much money a week took off for 2 weeks vacation. I mean, I deal with this on a regular basis, but if you were a small dispatcher and you only have one or two drivers and they take off for 2 weeks, how are you going to survive? Because you're not going to make any money. So same thing then, like I said, you got to put so much back away. You can't blow that weekly paycheck that you're used to getting. You need to be putting it away for your expenses, just like any business does. You're going to have slow times and heavy times. So when you make extra money, you know, put that in an account so you can float through that period.
Mm-hmm.
Because then also, when you look at it this way, if he's off for 2 weeks and then he runs that week, that check doesn't come in until the following week. So you're really 3 weeks behind if you really look at it that way.
Yeah. How far in advance do you usually know about somebody's vacation? You find out that day?
I didn't know anything.
That morning?
I found out that day last week. But
right.
But usually, I mean, that was a sprung on him because this is sad to say, but he had one of his best friends. His father is dying, and he had a $6,000 hunting trip, and he gave it to my driver right then and there.
Oh man!
So it wasn't like he meant to spring it on me. It just that's the way it happened.
Wow.
You know. So, wow, but most people would, know, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out, that kind of thing, so that you are, have some heads up. But now it's the same concept, though. If they break down and they're stuck for a week or they blew up their motor, it could sometimes be a month or two. Like the guy that got the water in his gas tank, he was off for 2 weeks, but then he went and rented a truck. I don't know if he's gotten it back yet. But he's still running because he knew he couldn't sit down for God knows how long either. And Rich's motor blew up. We were just talking about it. They finally told him his truck was fixed, and it's been there, I think we got it up almost 4 months. But he, in the meantime, also went and bought a big rig, that kind of thing. So he was still moving too. But you'll have periods sometimes where they're going to be down a week or two. So it's the same concept. You need to be putting so much away every week for those kind of things that might happen that you weren't expecting to happen. Because, you still have rent, you still have a car payment, you still have utilities.
That's like, like the driver, right, that needs to save for the rainy day on when the truck goes down. Very interesting concept.
Right. I mean, because I usually tell most of the drivers put away, I think, like 20% a week, 25% a week for maintenance, for, breakdown. So it'd be the same concept. I would put it at least that way. If something like that happens, you've got a backup plan to pay your bills while they're doing whatever they're doing. And I've always said, like, when I've had four or five drivers per dispatcher, shall we say, I always say at least one of them is off that week. So you always have to figure, if you have five drivers, you really have four, kind of thing. Because there's always something that's going to happen. I mean, there's going to be weeks you're going to have everybody on the road. We do too. But say I have 15 drivers, usually I only have 12 running that week. So it's kind of you got to go the averages of that and figure it that way.
Well, this is a good segue into, because you were talking about how many drivers should a dispatcher have, right?
Right. And honestly, when you're first starting out as a dispatcher and you're just learning this, I would not do more than one or two until you get the hang of it.
Right.
Because it is such a multitasking thing that you're doing, and you have to keep track of everybody, and you're always talking to people on the phone, so you're like constantly doing stuff left and right. And in the beginning, it's hard to get the hang of that and to keep an eye on your load board and watch the loads coming up and stuff like that. So for the first 6 months, I would not do more than two. I know that sounds kind of harsh, but you also don't want to piss off your driver and then you don't have a driver because you couldn't keep up with them. So I usually, after 6 months, will start giving them another driver and then see how they do. Now, like me and Jen, we can handle 6, 7, 8 people per person, but we also have a staff helping us to verify and check on accounting. So I would never do as an individual sitting by myself and would be 4 to 5 people at the max. That was it.
Right. I totally agree with you. Everything you said, I agree with. I've done that where I was up to, I think when I was making the best money, I was up to 6 or 7. I didn't want to stay at 7.
It's too much.
And when you drop below 5, you feel like you need... Yeah, if you get to like 3 or 4, you feel like you need more. But you're also right, in the beginning, 1 is plenty. I don't know what it is, right? I think you lose a lot of time where you're second-guessing yourself.
And if you have... Okay, same concept. If you had 7 drivers and part of them were off, that's still the week that they're all on, you're going to be like pulling your hair out and you cannot keep up. It's really hard. I mean, it's hard for us and we do it. And you just, here's my thing. This is what I've had happen over the years because I've been doing this so long. You want 4 to 5 drivers that are regular drivers that run every single week that you can count on. And then you don't need extra ones. Because that will give you enough enough income to be able to do that. If you hire people on, then you add on. You know what I mean? But
yes.
I had people that, I had 20 drivers, right? And for all of us, I had 20 drivers, but probably 10 of those were part-timers. So I got rid of all the part-timers because honestly, if you focus your time on, you know, load here and load there, instead of focusing your time on one driver who's bringing you in the income, that's where your slip up is because you can't concentrate and focus to get them the best paying loads when you're getting a little dribble here for this driver and a little, you know, one load there. So that's why I do not recommend doing more than five. I mean, really, honestly, that's kind of pushing it, especially if you're new. If you're new, honestly, two would be enough for the beginning. And that's even with me training you, okay? So, and I'm still helping people as I'm training them to be an outside dispatcher, and they're still only doing two. And I'm looking at the loads for them as well, going, okay, get this, do this, you know, that kind of thing. You need a cert. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things involved in getting loads sometimes. It's not just calling to get a load. A lot of times it's, yeah, I got a cert. You got to fill out a packet. You got to send the MC number. You got to, you know, and it's, there might be five steps to one load. And then you got to verify it after that. And then you find out it's not any good. And then and, you start all over again. So, yeah, I mean, I know we have transporters on there too. So, but there's a lot of dispatchers that are kind of in training that watch what we do. And that's what this is kind of about to help them and kind of make them understand what you have to do, what the process is to keep yourself in business and keep your, you know, money flowing for your driver and for yourself. Because if you don't have money flowing for your driver at a certain, they expect a certain amount, they're going to say, we're moving on. Let's find another dispatcher. And you don't want to do that. You want to keep someone as long as you can. I mean, some of my drivers have been with me for years and years. And that's what you want because you create a relationship with them and then they hand your name off to somebody else. And it kind of goes that way. I mean, that's mainly a lot of my drivers are met somebody on the road and here, call them, they, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, John's expanding. He's going to have two trucks on the road and possibly three here in the next few months.
Cool.
So that kind of tells you, you know.
Well, and that's what that's what should be happening, because if you're doing well, you're going to expand. And also, with a lot of what you said, if as a driver hiring a dispatcher, it's good to, you know, think about what they're thinking about. What are they talking about? What are they hearing? So, in fact, Chance in the live chat, Chance says that he does all of his own dispatching, and he's empty right now in Georgia. So. What's interesting is, and by the way, hey, Jay Wilson, thanks for tuning in, buddy. I would say that, I don't know if we're ready for this, but what if we could find Chance? I mean, he's empty right now. What if we could find Chance a load right now? Do you think we can do that? And he does want to go west. He wants to go back to California. Do you think it's possible that we can find those a couple loads that Chance could start building around and build a route?
Let's see.
Are we up for it?
Well,
who says go for it? Right? Let's fire up Dispatchula. Okay. Ring the bell. Let's get this guy going.
If we're going to go, we're doing Louisiana and we're doing Texas. You know as well as I do, if we go any further than that, the loads are going to tank on us.
Keep going. I agree with you. Keep going. Solo Dispatching's here. What's up, Solo?
I'm just going to put in Louisiana, Texas. Let's see what's on here.
Yeah.
I don't think there was much when we're looking because if we look for loads
from Georgia to California, you're going to be in the tank. Yeah, that's going to be bad. And then if we do, so we start working backwards. Arizona, probably be the same as California.
This Mercedes going to Dallas isn't ready until the 6th, right? It's the 6th tomorrow.
Today's 5. That's okay. Let's say we liked that one. That's a maybe.
Let's say that one. That's 50 cents a mile.
Yeah, let's check. Yeah, exactly. Let's check the ones that are a maybe. Because it's already 1:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
So
So he's probably not going anywhere, yeah.
Well, here's that. The idea would be, let's book a couple so we can start picking up and finish tomorrow and hit the road.
Chance, do you have a winch?
And it's Friday.
I mean,
tomorrow's Friday.
I would call on these. I would ask for more money if you need a winch. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, do you have a
winch?
But
that would give you free vehicles right there. Here's an Equinox for auction direct for $400 as well.
I almost asked if he had a wench, you know, like in ye old British times.
Yeah. Well, that's the funniest crap ever.
Do you have a wench?
There all the time. You'll see that listed on Central. It'll say, do you have a wench? And it cracks every time.
Do ye have a wench?
Oh,
hey, this is 2020. You can't talk like that.
Here's another one. It's not ready until tomorrow. Here's another one. That's not ready till Saturday. We're going to skip that one. Here's another one.
Yeah, Chance has a winch.
Chance, I would go to Dallas. I think that's where you're going to go to. These are actually good, but this is at the... And I know it's up in Chattanooga.
Cars arrive.
But just so you know, this place, this is the V-Dub factory. So they close at like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, something like that.
How many do they have? Or is there a 5-pack?
Looks like they have 2 Tiguans. No, they just got 2 Tiguans on here. So I am going to check these ones right here. So you got Smyrna for $400 right there. That's a Mercedes-Benz. And that's going to be a car, it looks like. You've got these 2 in-ops. Like I said, I would ask for more money. And look, this guy's brand new, so I don't know why he's posting these that cheap unless he's using the compare button is what I'm assuming. So you may have some negotiation right there for those two. There's Auction Direct. There's a Chevy Equinox. Burleson's a little, it's a suburb of Dallas, but I think it's over there a little bit.
Closer Mercury's
on here. Yeah. Mercury's on here out of Loganville, but you text them. Their loads are not always good. Don't hold your breath on that one. Here's a Dodge Charger for $400 for Riverdale going to Frisco. So there's one. Technically, there's enough on here to load you.
Dallas.
It's just a matter of. And try to negotiate with them, but they. I hate to say it. These go for $400 and $350 all the time. So I don't know if you have a lot of negotiation rooms for this, but you can give it a shot. But there's a load for you there. I would go to Dallas and then Dallas over from there.
All right. We got a recommendation. Dallas. That's cool, man. That's really good. I mean, it's decent. It's November. Yeah. That's not what you just showed me was not bad. Mm-hmm. That was reasonable.
No, I mean, they're at least they're riding the line of 49 cents, 50 cents a mile, except for these.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think you might be able to get this guy to come up just because he's brand new is what I'm thinking.
Did you see that? Oh, yeah. Look at the broker. Yeah.
Or he doesn't know what he's doing and listed them as in-ops, and they may not even be in-ops.
No, the broker.
He has no ratings. Let's
so, yeah.
Look and see how long
pro tip, know the broker. You're profiling again.
He's a dealer. He's a dealer, so... And he's been in business since how long? It's not given the date, so he's got to be like brand spanking new. So
great.
Then definitely try to negotiate with him. I think that's actually it's better that he's brand new.
Walk in the parking lot.
Yep. So either this is Mannheim or this is Fairburn, I believe. I think that's where it's at. But
awesome.
Give her a shot.
Yeah. I like it. Looks pretty good. Let's see here. Anybody else have a route scout? So that's it. We got Chance. Chance is off the list. Chance is probably looking at those loads right now. And keep us posted, Chance. Let us know. Are you going to book it to Dallas?
Let us know what you get.
And then what are you going to do after Dallas? And I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We will search Dallas to California if nobody else gets in line with a Route Scout search. All right?
Yeah.
We'll just continue it. Because you know what? We're here. It's Dispatching Live, and we're only 30 minutes in. We got one more hour to go. And look at this. I said it. You tell a dispatcher that there's a truck going somewhere, and they can't help themselves. They just start searching. They can't. It's the dispatch way. And she's got it in her blood, ladies and gentlemen. Sue is already typing in Dallas. It's in the blood. You can't, what do they say? You can't untrain a parrot? Nobody says that. So what route scouts do you have? That's almost like, is it feel better? What did I say? Speaking of, hey, I wanted to mention this too while she's searching that. Dispatching Live. Me and Ty were laughing on Cars on the Move about this show, and I said a couple things that I think are just, they hit right home. And Dispatching Live is, number one, a validation of your sanity. Because dispatching is hard. It is hard. Yeah. It'll make you crazy. Because as soon as you try to put, Chance is doing it right now. Chance is trying to put a load together. As soon as he finds a car he likes, it'll either be gone, you know, it's not ready, it's wrapped around a tree, whatever. And that led me to the second phrase, which is, this is behind the scenes of the slaughterhouse. You know how they say you don't want to see sausage being made? Well, that's dispatching. Dispatching Live, you get to watch the sausage being made. It ain't pretty. But somebody's got to try to put it together, and that's what Dispatching Live is all about. That's why I wear a referee shirt, and I got all these crazy props. I got a gavel. I got the buzzer. I got the bell. I got the Yahtzee dice. In fact, what's going on in Dallas? Are you still now? What are you doing? Are you still searching for loads? I've got it up here.
There's only 24 loads going from Dallas to California, period, and they're really crappy.
Uh-oh.
You see what I got going on here? Okay, so we got two pickups going to LA, and it's at a 1500.
Oh my
and
gosh, that load blows.
For 29 cents a mile.
That load, really. Red card. That's
and
awful.
You've got awful. 26 cent per mile. We might need to look in Arizona and stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah, dude.
What's
28
going to... cents a mile, 41 cents a mile, 58. That's going to Sacramento. Yeah. That's not even the right area.
No.
Nope.
Okay, well, nope. I mean, you're driving for free. That's crazy.
That's horrible.
It's nuts, man.
Bakersfield's going to take off route, so is that Glen Rose.
Yeah. We can give that to him.
Hey, what about that? Okay, Dallas to Bakersfield, F-150. I mean.
But see where it's at? It's way down south of Dallas. Glen Rose, Texas.
Oh, Glen Rose.
And that's still 47 cents a mile. And Bakersfield way off the wall.
You can, Bakersfield. Now, where in California is he going? Do you know?
I'm assuming. He usually has this look out of LA, so I'm assuming LA area. So
Bakersfield is not just for the record. Bakersfield's not crazy far from LA.
I
think it's like an hour. If it paid better, it's something you could make it work.
Let's just do this.
Not that you want to, but because you could probably something.
That's
from
how far you
got
to go up to Bakersfield to go back down to LA.
And I see what you're saying from that distance. But you would take,
112 miles.
Interesting. Go through Albuquerque? Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would look, this is what we should put up is New Mexico and Arizona instead.
Yeah, right. Always go to the map. I can't believe we didn't pull up the map. Pro tip. Look at the map again.
No.
And I will. Okay, so solo while we're doing that, because we are checking. We're checking Dallas, California. But next we're going to do solo. We're going to look. Okay, New Jersey to PA.
Don't give him the delivery order without putting on that.
New Jersey, PA, 700 miles. Interesting. Okay. New Jersey, PA to 700 miles. By the way, you can hear it. This is real, man. We're really, Sue's in the dispatch office, and that's where they make the sausage, by the way, and that's what I'm talking about. So you just heard, I think you just heard some sausage making, didn't you? That was real. That sausage is real. So, yeah. And sometimes what's happening, you know, right? Sometimes you're on the phone, right? And you got, this is a poker game. You know, what are we going to do? Are we going to take this thing? Or maybe
all of the time.
You can hear it, man. Maybe you're putting on the detective hat. Okay? Right? What is this, a magic show? Dispatching can feel like a magic show gone the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
You put on your Sherlock Holmes and you get your pipe out. And then suddenly, okay, so you get out of detective mode. And then you go back to the poker table. Okay, we're back here. Okay, so we're back here. And then suddenly it all falls apart and go fish. That's dispatching.
So
that's your sausage making process. Yes?
There's a two pack on here, $1,500 and $2,500 for $1,200 going into Phoenix out of Dallas.
Huh. What would happen?
I mean, it's 56 cents a mile. It's still better than, you know.
One. Chance 5 car, what's he going to do? What's he going to put with those two pickups, do you think?
Well, he has the GN and 5500, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
and
what he said,
I think
yeah.
It can carry bigger stuff than what, like, my normal 5 car Mini Kaufman can't handle that crap. But honestly,
everything is Phoenix.
I would take. I mean, this one is paying more. This F-250, but a two pack is a two pack.
Well, here's what you do, and then this is the poker game right here. You're looking at the one by itself, and you go ahead and ask for more money.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah. Why not? Because what happens?
I mean,
if they say no?
If he could take. Crap! It looks like everything's big on here, man.
Well.
This one is this Pontiac Trans Am would work, yeah, but it needs an NOP. Look, look at this. It says
private to private.
It says it does start and it might run just on and off the truck, so they don't know at all. So it probably needs a winch.
Now, why would a vehicle only run? Now, I mean, obviously, but why would it getting it on and off the truck? Why would it run better than just on flat earth?
Well, I've had people tell me that too, that it will run enough to get on the trailer, but they don't want you driving it anywhere.
Okay.
Here's the
thing. It does start and it might run just, but only drive it on and off the truck. Don't like do donuts.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to look at it. Something like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
That hat is like the English mullet. I know, the hat's terrible, actually. I don't like the hat. But it's, you know, it's part of the set. What are you going to do? Dispatch. I need some sausages hanging in the background. Okay. The Chevy. You said you were looking for a gong?
God,
yeah, find me some sausages. Be insane. I need, and you know what? I said that because we need a butcher's apron with like blood on it. That would be fantastic. That's the new outfit.
Yes, sir.
Might be better off to take some of these to New Mexico.
Sausages hanging in the background. What is this show? Oh my gosh, this show's crazy.
There's there's an Albuquerque Bronco for 64 cents. Santa Fe is not that far out of whack. I don't know where Buena Vista, New Mexico, is.
Let's see it. Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know. There's Hobbs. Hobbs is.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Let's see. And those aren't so huge. And then what I would do is be okay. So you'd have to hit this Buena Vista first, then Santa Fe.
Oh, I don't really like the location, though. What was it? How many cents per mile was it?
It was like 64 or something like that.
What kind of car is it?
All right, this is my suggestion. Okay, so you'll get
there. So they'd have to hit all these before they went into Albuquerque, okay. But...
Dude, you're going to have so much time.
That is a Honda Pilot.
I
would call the guy
with the Chevy 25. I'd do it for a buck a mile. You're going to be driving all over the place.
You ain't
going
to get a buck a mile, though.
Oh, I know. That's why I don't care.
All right, okay.
But we're trying to get Chance out.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well...
You
You know Dallas, what? That'd be one of those. What? You know what happens? You call. You ask for that kind of money. They slam down the phone and then they raise it. They raise it, but they don't tell you
afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. They do that stuff all the time.
Oh, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I don't want to hear any sideways about it. Pride is such a factor in this deal. It's crazy.
So, I mean, there's stuff on here going to New Mexico. You could do a combo with New Mexico and Arizona, truthfully. But it's a lot of big stuff, if you notice. It's a lot of F-250s and 2500s and 1500s. I mean, everything that's on here is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right now. Keep in mind, this is going to change constantly. So you can't just take this at face value. You're going to be constantly refreshing and looking for more load.
That's right. Pro tip. This is what's sitting on the load board.
Right.
You gotta stay focused and keep. What do? Keep refreshing, or do you get auto refresh plus? But either way, because there's going to be good fresh fish that are not trucks, but they're not here because they got booked, right? The trucks sit longer because they're trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Good afternoon. I'm calling about a and what I would do, because he's got to go that way anyways, then you've got to start picking some of these cars up to work with one way or the other.
How does he proactively search while he's driving? This is my question for Chance, right? Is that why he's now empty in Georgia without anything booked? There's your catch 22. How do you search? But that's why, isn't that why Cox?
You pay for that.
You pay for notifications. You pay for notifications. Yeah, that's what I'm exactly.
Saying. Yeah, that way it'll ding whenever time anything new comes up for them.
Yep.
Spotsfields, the vans, please. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, that's going to be kind of rough getting. I mean, this route going this way is always rough. When we were looking during COVID, don't you remember the prices were still crappy? In there, but mainly
you're
crappy.
Swimming against the tide.
Yes. There's a lot of drivers that do this route too.
I know.
It's like people that do New Jersey going to California. There's a lot of drivers that do that.
I know.
And I know they get sometimes paid only $1,000 a car to go cross country, which is crazy.
I know.
All right. So
I like that. I like that. Okay, so good. What we're going to say is for when he's coming at Chance, when you're coming out of Dallas, we're saying Phoenix.
Either Phoenix or New Mexico. Yeah, or a combination thereof.
Yeah,
you could do
or
that.
A combination thereof. Okay, so next we have solo dispatching. Jay, could you please check loads? Okay, from New Jersey, PA, going up to 700 miles. Let's go to the map. Well, let's look at our map.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
700 miles, yeah.
What is 700 miles from New Jersey, PA?
700 miles
would
be like Kentucky. Let's just use Newark. Because I think Louisville would be 700 miles. I think St. Louis would be 700 miles. Chicago, maybe 700 miles. Let's see. Okay, so Louisville is 700 miles. So would Indianapolis. Chicago is going to be over that. So your radius is probably going to be Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, maybe North Carolina. Let's see.
Let's see, we'll get out.
Charlotte, 634 miles. So let's put in Kentucky, Ohio,
get the
North
ruler
Carolina,
out, right? Put the ruler
South
up
Carolina.
On the map, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you could go as far as Georgia.
I like that. I mean, I like that idea. Yeah, so
there's
usually
loads from New Jersey down to Atlanta on a regular basis.
Carolinas. Yep. Southeast, right? No Florida.
Yep.
So you don't want to do Southeast because you get Florida. So Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama.
And Detroit's about 600 miles.
Tennessee?
Alabama's going to be too, well, yeah, Alabama, I think, might be too far for you.
You stop there.
Let's do Georgia. And I'm going to do Detroit, too, because there's usually loads going to Detroit.
I like that. Detroit, Indiana. Possibly. Would you put Chicago? Ohio?
Yeah, I'm going to put Ohio in there because they pay well.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're doing a shorter miles, but you're going to get paid more money.
Is Wisconsin out?
Yeah, Wisconsin's out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's not do Newark because it's not going to pick up Philly. I need to do something lower. Usually, Bordentown should bring me up.
Bordentown. 100 miles?
Should bring up kind of the Philly area, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do Indiana, Kentucky. We're going to put in Illinois, Georgia.
Pro tip. Setting search filters is key. That's what this was all about. What states?
Yep.
Where are we going to start? What city? 100 miles? Because, you know, this is where they say. You might hear it and you're like, garbage in, garbage out. What does it mean? Well, on your search filter settings, if you put in garbage, you will find garbage. Garbage in, garbage out.
All right. Let's
five car hauler. Five car hauler. Thank you, Solo. This is a five car. And I think this is Ali.
Five car.
I want to say Ali.
Well, we're gonna start with this, and then we're gonna change it to with a minimum of two listings at a time. So I'm gonna duplicate it.
I think I took a wrong turn in Albuquerque. That's awesome, man.
Bordentown. We're going to have two pages up here. Like sometimes we have four pages up for one driver, just so everybody knows. Because you have to, you know, have different radiuses around different areas.
That's right.
Like, for example, we had a driver in Wytheville, Virginia. I don't know if anybody knows where that's at, but it's BFE. And we picked up some stuff in Pulaski. And we knew along his route that he was going to go through Charleston, West Virginia. So that's obviously nowhere near a 100-mile radius, so we had to bring up that page, too, to put in there. So just keep that in mind. Sometimes you're going to have way more than just one.
Well, going that's out. Why I talk about searches like flashlights, right? Like you're standing in a dark room with three flashlights, and they're overlapping in certain ways. Great description.
Yes. Indiana.
What are you doing there, Jay? You got marionettes? What is that?
Right, this is a business.
Let's see. What else
do we what is that? I'm going to load up my dice here. Okay, what else can I get? What other props should I get at the ready?
This is Tam.
I got my flag in case we got trouble. Because we run into
All right, so we're going to look at the two-pack page first.
Oh, here we go. Come on, lucky sixes.
That bill just came in. All right, so it looks like we got a two-pack in Fairfield. And those are kind of cheap, by the way.
Yeah, it's interesting.
No, it's not. It's 2.5 hours
Fairfield.
Away.
Fairfield. Is that an auction? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, we got sausage making. Okay.
Let's see here.
We have singing.
No.
Somebody's got a ditty.
And it's running.
By the way, we're on our third search here. And if you have, if you want to be next,
5.5 hours
put in your search. Hey, do me a favor. Check this out. Copy and paste the link. Send it to a friend. Leave a like. Do me a favor. Thank you so much. Also, you know that you can go to autotransportintel.com. You can sign up for the ATI Insider. Talk to Ty. Get the email. Sit in on one of our roundtables. It's mostly carriers that join. But dispatchers, brokers,
up north, right?
Welcome. Everybody's welcome. This is Auto Transport Intel. This is the Car Shipping Business Channel. Everybody's welcome to grow business and consider other ways of doing that, building your staff. taking on drivers, dealers. Do you have trouble talking to dealers? Right? Okay, you had enough sausage making and you want to talk to some dealers? Cars on the Move every Friday. Ty and I talk about connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers. And that's what formed the monthly Cars on the Move roundtable, is where so every Friday we talk about it, and then monthly, once a month, folks get together to talk about their successes, their war stories. Yeah, this dealer threw me out of his dealership, and then I kept trying. This one dealer gave me 10 cars. He said, here you go. Here's 10 sets of keys. Make it happen. So that stuff actually does happen.
Right?
Or you can search for sausage on the load board. Need a plate of kielbasa. I need some kielbasa is what I need. Okay. What do we got?
Tell me.
Ooh. Mannheim to Knoxville.
Yeah,
that's not bad. That is pretty good.
I mean, because this pack to Indianapolis is only 48 cents a mile. I don't really care for that one. Got a 2-pack. That's in Maryland going down to Concord. Let's see.
Solo, what do you think of that Mannheim to Knoxville load? Is there anything to go with it?
Well, let's see. I can do it. Let me finish this whole thing.
Yeah. Getting ahead of myself.
Here's a 5-pack in Mahwah going to Indianapolis, but it's not saying what it is. Oh, wait.
Haysha.
Jaguar.
Oh,
and
man.
57, that's a car. So it's 3 cars, SUV.
I think an F-Type is SUV. A car.
Oh,
is
it? That's a car. That's a, yeah.
So you got 4 cars, them. SUV?
Yeah.
Now, Pesha, I think, has a setup packet.
You do. It's probably 15 pages long. But
right.
And you have to ask them. They'll do it. They usually try to do a 30-day pay, so you got to talk them into doing it differently than that.
Yeah, they get right. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, that's not bad. I mean, it gets you, that's one pick, one drop.
That is
pretty
interesting.
If it was my 5-car, I would do it.
Mm-hmm. And even if you can't book it, call it, talk to them, get the packet, and then...
You realize they're down from where I live?
Solo's like in the Mannheim to Knoxville. Okay, so let's keep going down the list. Let's see what else we like.
Let's see. They've above that. Oh, accelerated, you're not going to be able to haul for them.
Uh-oh.
This is too cheap. ACA, that's too cheap.
Yeah, I don't like that. Runs has keys operable.
What's this?
Well, they got a lot of loads.
Oh, that's why it's paying much. Yeah, they've been listing a lot lately, but
that's
really
Aaron
cheap.
And Jesse.
Yes, hi.
Let's see.
Yes, sir. Yes. And
there's a 3-pack going to St. Louis out of Mannheim as well.
Hmm.
I have a
fine line transportation.
They have. Huh. Yeah.
Fine line.
Can you give me the buyer
number? Says 2 drops, though. Right there.
Car, truck, SUV.
Okay.
Yeah. What kind of, it depends on what kind of trailer you've got.
Buyer number, sir.
It's a Mini Kaufman. It's going to be kind of tight. There's a couple going down to Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is kind of tough to get out of.
Yeah.
There.
You're cutting in and out.
I don't know what this load is. You'd have to get on the Metro board to see what those are right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Mannheim going down to Charlotte.
Could be okay. Interesting.
There's another Mannheim going to Red Springs, North Carolina, but I do not know where Red Springs is.
Do you think from New Jersey, PA to Northern Florida, do you think Northern Florida is too much for a 5-car hauler? This is the question. It's from Solo.
Go down there?
Northern Florida. And let's say you were going to do Northern Florida. Would you go Panhandle? Would you go Jacksonville? What do you think would happen?
Usually the furthest I go in Florida is Orlando. just because it's the easiest place usually to get out of. There's like several auctions in Orlando.
Let's do this. Let's open maybe Tampa. Let's open another search. Let's do Board in Town, right? Pro tip, always don't close your window, duplicate it or something like that. Anyways, let's do Board in Town to like Georgia, Florida.
Well, there wasn't much going to Georgia, but I'm going to still do two packs, just see what we got, okay?
Yeah, I like that idea.
Because if in New Jersey and PA, if you drive around too much, you're just going to kill whatever you're trying to make. Just
so that's so true.
It's and it's not just the tolls. It's the traffic. It's all of it.
Yeah.
So.
Time.
All right. So there's a two-pack going down to Orlando. This is cheap. Just so you know, anything you take to Florida should be paying premium because two things. It's snowbird season right now. So everything should be high. And secondly, coming out of Florida is so tough. You need a good load.
What do you think that
you to go down there?
What do you think cents a mile should that be? 65?
More like 70, 80, something like that.
Right.
With it being snowbird season right now, I mean, honestly.
Okay.
These ones that are on here. Like, here's a two-pack right here going to, this is going down to Royal Palm, which is like West Palm area. But no, it's a transit van and Explorer. So that transit
Miami.
Van's probably big.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And this is all Miami. Here's another two-pack going down to Orlando at only 41 cents a mile. No, thank you.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's horrible.
What is going on here? What is this?
Well, it's because they're two-packs. We should. If I put in going to Florida by themselves, I have a feeling it's different.
So let's do, all right, let's do individual units, and let's raise that cents per mile to like 65. All right. Because I'm going to start hanging sausages around here. This is crazy, man. What do you guys
let's
think?
Let's go to Florida.
Right?
And let's put a minimum of 65 cents a mile. And let's see what comes up for us. Oh, whoops, that's the wrong one. Sorry. We want that. And we'll leave that alone. Okay. Let's see what we got. It's by, it's down below Atlantic City.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's see what we've got. All right, see.
Is it north of Patterson?
Geez, even the enclosed, they're not even doing that a dollar a mile.
Renee needs more chicken nuggets to go with the sausage. I agree, Renee. Thank you very much.
We need a lot more chicken nuggets. These are pretty crapola.
Man, telling you.
Hang on, let me get your coat.
All right.
Oh.
These enclosed trailers for not even a dollar a mile.
Forget it. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
That is nuts.
That's insane. Well, this one makes sense. This is a Lamborghini for $1,400, but they want it picked up today.
That cobalt's in the Bronx, dude.
Yeah. 65 cents a mile. Not ready till Saturday.
It's never going to get picked up.
We don't want any New Yorks. So let's just
nobody's
skip gonna
pick that up.
All right.
You'd have to wake up in the car to maybe book that one. Oh my gosh. This is nuts. This is why dispatching is so painful. I mean, this should be this is your money route. It's snowbird season.
You were 160 going from where?
Okay, that's
oh my gosh. Making sausage again in the office. Let's go to the live chat. Jay, I'm considering changing to freight loads. This is ridiculous. Yeah, I don't blame you, Fritz. We go through this. Oh, the winter's brutal. This is the first. So dispatching live is relatively new. I think that we've been doing this now for actually several months. But this will be our first winter with dispatching live. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be. This show's going to be horrible for weeks as if it was that great. But it is going to be horrible. And we're going to, so every Thursday, we want you to come in and bring your, you're going to need your clean, I'm going to need a Kleenex for all the tears that are going to be shed because it's just, it's unbelievable. And I think I need a cafeteria tray. As I try to, you know, shuffle along on the buffet of leftovers.
Look at this crap. You see this motorhome? Yeah, $1.82 is 13,000 pounds, and they want a low boy. Apparently, they missed the memo. I think they get about $3 a mile, if I'm not mistaken.
Amazing. Sweet old lady.
There's some stuff going to Pensacola. Come on, man. Can you do me a favor?
Come on, buddy. Help me out.
But not five.
Whatever.
I got you. So it redirected how you went. Yeah.
God, there's a lot of big stuff, like these big vans and stuff on here.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, just in case. Okay, we'll do the Android. Bye-bye.
He might make it.
What happened is he had Ford no tolls.
To Tampa.
I made it seem way longer
That's
than
actually,
what?
Look at that. Trenton.
Is he going to make it?
To he Plant City. Do you see that one?
I'm asking you to keep going. Okay,
I've
got
another. Trenton, yes. This one, the two-pack.
Yeah, did you see?
Two pickups.
It's still not enough because it's, you know what's weird? Is it, so now I'm starting to second guess myself. This is what I'm talking about. Is it, it's still snowbird season, right?
Yeah, it is.
So what's going on?
You should be paying way more.
Where?
I don't know.
What is going on? And it's COVID. It's snowbird and COVID, right? We're still in COVID season, right?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, and regular flu season.
Right. Okay. Oh. Okay. So we have snowbird, regular flu, and COVID.
And COVID.
And we still are at
crappy rates.
Wow.
Because, I mean, this isn't bad. Vineland to Ocala for 73 cents a mile.
Okay.
But truly, Vineland is way south, so that's probably why it's showing it's paying that good.
I think, and plus, we already know this. If it's looking this way getting to Florida.
Yeah, you don't want to see what's going on.
Are you ready
out.
To talk about the backhaul? Yeah. Crapola? Yeah, don't go to Florida.
They've got this so Lamborghini Hurricane listed 4-5 times on here. That kind of
stuff
just
irritates. You know what that is? It's the customer. This is one of those where there's a guy pacing in his living room, right?
With need to move my Lamborghini.
Right, and he's screaming into the phone. Why?
Well, the funny part is, why would you want to take it now? Because there's a hurricane coming in there anyways. Wait a week. Yeah. He's got it for $1,400. Everybody else is $1,000.
Somebody's screaming back, check the weather channel. I know about the weather.
That yet.
I don't care. Where's my transporter?
Let's see. All right. So there's another one going to Orlando. But the prices are.
And protesters. Yeah. Colorado snowbirds. And
I don't get a lot of Colorado snowbirds.
Colorado snowbirds.
Don't get me wrong. There's loads going out of there to Florida, but
people in Colorado right now are like, I'm not going anywhere, dude. I'm good, bro.
Let's see.
That is.
I'd like to be up there during that time.
Clearly, the show's too long. It's a one. Oh, we got 30 minutes left. So if anybody has a route search, if you're looking for advice, I do get a lot of dispatch questions, actually all the time. People watching the dispatch training playlist, random dispatching questions. So, and if we can help you search a route, are you empty right now? What are you looking, where are you looking to go?
There's stuff going down here to Florida, don't get me wrong, but they're not paying the right way. I mean, honestly.
No,
let's flip this around and I'll show you what's coming out of there.
Oh, don't hit the. Are you going to hit the compare button?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to put in Orlando, okay? Because I don't like to go up to other places. So let's just put in Orlando. And we're going to put in to all. And we're going to put a minimum of just, let's put 60 cents a mile. And we're going to get rid of all the crappy loads. So let's put in at least $300 a car.
Okay,
how's
I'm
that?
Logging into your central right
now. Let's do that. Because I do have a driver in Orlando right now. I know she's already gotten him two. She's looking for a third right now. And he's going to Louisiana with them. All right. So that's pretty sad. That tells you right there. I just put in a minimum of, what did I say, 55 cents a mile out of Orlando, and there's only 37 loads. So that's not good right there.
And half of them are going to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. And I put a minimum of $300 just to kick some of this out. Now, hey, Rat has a Ford Transit cargo from Tampa to Atlanta that's paying actually pretty good.
Those are super fun.
Wow, that is playing good.
Yeah. And then they've got, there's, Assertus has one in Orlando going into Raleigh.
Here's my guess. Somebody told them what they really should be paying, and they just raised it, but they didn't call back the person that told them it. Okay.
Just yeah, and then you find out, oh, we don't want to pay that. Speculation
live.
Like, wow, I'm impressed. It's at 65 cents a mile.
Speaking of, hey. Oh, I got some rat. I want to share this while you're...
Okay.
Yeah.
While I'm looking.
I'm going to take over the screen here. This is... We were talking about this on Tuesday night. This was a comment. Somebody put on my top five car hauling load boards video, because I put Ready Logistics as the number two in the top five car hauling load boards video. That's from a couple years ago. And True NYC, oh, you can't see it here. True NYC says, it is almost impossible to register. This is 11 months ago. Didn't they, Sue, when did they reopen the signups on Ready Logistics?
We started doing this, what, 2 months ago? At least 2 months ago? Right in the middle of COVID, I believe. 2 to 3 months ago is when they opened back up where we could register again.
So 11 months ago, he said it's almost impossible to register. So that's that timeline is probably right, right?
Oh, yeah. They weren't taking anybody on. Yeah.
Okay, but then 1 hour ago, which is just a few days ago, this guy says they did that to me too. Have they closed it back up?
Not as far as I know. In fact, we... one of the new guys we filled out paperwork for the other day, and she got the email back saying that they were in the process of working on it, and she called them a couple days later and just said that they're all backed up with new drivers and it's going to take a little bit longer, but they were waiting for the insurance cert, because you have to give them additional insured now. And they were waiting for the cert, and then they would be contacting her, you know, later to get signed up. And it was taking us a week, I think, about all it took to get everybody signed up. There was a couple that they were actually signed up, but the drivers were not paying attention to their emails with their usernames and passwords. And so it took them more like a month, because they kept telling us that they never got it. And then when we called and kept saying, yes, you are getting them. I don't know if they were putting them in their, I don't know if they found them in their spam or if they were just ignoring the emails, but they were signed up.
I'm putting in the live chat. I'd love to know, what brokers are you having trouble getting signed up with? And go ahead, Sue, you can share your screen again.
I'm curious about
but
that.
But because that's always a really interesting topic. Why some brokers are so hard to get signed up with. And I think we've heard from Reddy in the past that because they didn't need carriers on those routes.
Right. Yep. That's exactly why. I think that what they told us, they were completely full up and they didn't need anybody. And which to me, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand that either. Are we dense? Especially because we know that with the number of companies that either go out of business, change their name, go off the road, etc., I don't care if you've got 10,000 carriers in your database. There's a percentage of those that are not on the road right now.
Yeah.
And to manage that is, I don't even know how you manage, how you even do that. I've actually asked that question too. If you have 10,000 carriers in your database, how do you manage that? Do you?
Good question. You know, they used to call me all the time and ask me who was still in business and who was not. And I'd have to go through the whole list with them.
Right.
Because they figured out who I was and, you know, that I was a dispatch company. But other than that, unless they don't get a cert, And I still think if they don't get a cert, they may shut you off, but they don't kick you out. As long as you didn't change your MC number, you can get signed back up with them.
I would wager that they have I'll bet it's 2-digit percentage. So I'm not a single digit percentage, but I'll bet they're in the tens. Between 10-15% of the carriers in their database don't even run anymore. That's a guess.
Right.
And it's not a criticism, but it's a reflection of this industry changes constantly. And so I don't know how you manage it. I have no idea how you do that. And if you haven't, once it gets out of control, once you get 1,000 carriers that you don't even know their status, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What do you even do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. But I ask these questions too. I bring this up because of the handshake deals email. You know, that email that's an important weird email. That's going to go down as something that, yeah, that's one of those where that send button got hit. And I'm not sure if it should have. I don't know if sending that email, the jury's still out. The jury is still out on that email. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. And I do want to mention this too before I forget, is that we've got how's that Oregon shipper? I got an email from a shipper in Oregon last night. And they want to go to California. What do you think is happening there? Haven't heard back?
No, I haven't heard back yet. And he said something about he could sign up, so I'm assuming he's a dealership or something. Is that the way you took it?
Yeah, I didn't get any I didn't get any information as to who they are, why they're shipping, or anything else.
He just said that he could sign up for Central if he needed to list a car, but I wouldn't pay that $100 and some just to list.
You're
one
right,
car.
And you're right. I was thinking that too. I was actually thinking, what shipper says I could sign up with Central Dispatch?
Yeah, the only ones that could do it is either your broker.
Right. Somebody who's already
Broker, a dealer, importer, exporter. I mean, a transporter, they're letting them do it, but they're not supposed to.
But I kind of wondered if it was a shipper that found my dispatching video. That's what I was... Like a private individual that found my dispatching training. I think that's what happened.
Yeah. And maybe they think they can list it, but they can't. That's a possibility.
And I say this too. I think there are shippers out there. I think there's one born every week. Not sure if it's every day. That doesn't want to do it. They look at Google and they're like, no, that is a train wreck. I am not putting my email address in there and going to spend the next 5 years trying to tell people I already shipped my car. Right? I think there are people that just like there are car buyers that know, no, I'm not going to go to the dealership and have a guy, right, take half my day to tell me that I need TruCoat. No. The consumer has changed. And so I think there are shippers that want to do it smarter instead of just falling for the same old tricks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there are.
I just got an email about... Pre-owned Auto Logistics, do you know who they are? Their broker?
Yeah, I do.
I just sent you an email. And says, this is what it's about. It says, is your auto transporter breaking the law? In our 20 years of business, we've never seen more carriers acting as brokers. This is a major violation and puts well-intentioned dealerships on an awful position.
Wow. Why did they send you this?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Well, I mean, they sent it to me because I've hauled cars for them. So I got it repeatedly sent to me from all the transporters. I just sent it to you.
Okay. Can I screen share this? Let's see here. Yeah, here's what... I'm just going to screen capture... I want you guys to see... what I need to do is I need to take the time to come on
to do it a little bit differently. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I need to.
Yeah.
I always have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I can't just throw emails on the screen.
Throw it on there.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta be. But I'm gonna share a sample here. Let's see here, so that people can see what we're seeing.
And mic I just sent them an email back, by the way.
Well, I tell you, them. I know how I know that company. I've talked to them, and I want to talk to them. Yeah, but I want to talk to them again now. Do me a favor, Sue. Send them an email. So here's part of the email: is your auto transporter breaking the law? And you know what's really interesting? This gets into the James Lamb illegal dispatcher.
Yeah,
there's
kind of.
Meaning that it's well known that there's a segment of the industry that is not on the up and up. And we also know that this gets talked about because lawyers keep suing trucking companies once the trucking company is not on the, and this is actually where Cassandra Gaines comes in. I watched a thing last week. She was on LinkedIn Live talking about this. You have trucking companies, carriers, you have individual carriers that are not on the up and up. There's already something wrong. Then they get in a wreck, and the plaintiff's attorney destroys the industry again over this one carrier. And it keeps happening, and it's to the point where this is why carriers want to know, why is my insurance so insane? Why do I need to get additionally insured, right? Why? Why are there all these barriers to just hauling the load? Well, it's because the bad actors get crushed by these plaintiff's attorneys, and you can't turn back the clock. So, here's your advertisement, right? Is your auto transporter breaking the law? And I don't know if the industry will ever fully get cleaned up. So these guys, what I want you to do is I want you to, when you email them, let them know, I've contacted them, I've talked to them, and I want to talk to them again. I wasn't able to finish my conversation with, I don't know if it was the owner, I tried to, but anyways, I was trying to talk to them. So let them know, if you would, please.
Yeah.
We like the email, we appreciate, and we talk about this, that you and I are connected, and I want to continue that conversation. I would really like to talk to them. Yeah.
So on another note, I have a story.
You can screen share again if you would, please.
Okay.
Okay.
So last week we called to get a load, I believe for John, out of Ohio going to New Jersey because he was picking up a fire truck in New Jersey. We called to take the load, and it fell through. But in the process, he proceeded to tell my dispatcher that, how do I say this? Because I don't know if I should say which broker it is, but we're going to say it's a really big broker with their own load board. And they took an 8-pack of cars from them and then sold it to somebody on Central Dispatch, which is a big no-no as well. And it's a big, big company.
Wow.
Because, this is all hearsay, so I don't want to say who it was, but it was really kind of shady.
So, recap, a big company, what did they do?
Big broker.
Big broker
with their own load board.
Right.
There's very few people that have their own load board, so that will help weed you out a little bit.
Big broker with their own load board.
They called and took an 8-pack from this dealership.
Okay.
For whatever it was. I think they had it listed for like 70 cents a mile. Then they went and sold it on their load board for about 40 cents a mile.
Now, sold it. They posted it.
Yep.
Right? And where did they get the 8-pack? From Central?
Yep. Yep.
They're a licensed broker.
That's what he said. Yep.
Now, I want to say this is that. But I want to say this is that. Remember how there were dependable auto ship loads ending up on other load boards? That must have been a legal, I believe, I'm going to go back. I believe what I recall was dependable auto ship loads were being posted on Cars Arrive load board. Now, both of those companies, I believe, my recollection, allegedly, Your Honor, is that I believe that because remember when Dependable Auto Ship was having trouble paying companies, allegedly? And
well, they went out of business. So exactly.
They went out of business. Before they fully, before the final gasp, they were posting, allegedly, posting loads on other load boards or moving vehicles through other brokers. And I believe I booked a load on Cars Arrive, and it was a Dependable Auto Ship load, and I thought, I had the, my knee-jerk reaction was, what is going on here? But then I thought, these companies are so big, they must know that you can do this. Okay, so that big broker must know something we don't know.
It's possible, because you know you can do that with Ready Board, right?
Kelly, thank you.
You can list, dealerships can list their own cars on the Ready Board, and they pay a percentage. That's why sometimes rat cars are paying COD instead of you ready paying you.
Right.
Those are their loads.
Because the dealer so made it may, a deal may with the load have been the
same
board.
Thing. Yeah, and it may have been the same thing with Cars Arrive, too. I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
you're right,
they would have.
I mean, a big broker got, was it a 7-pack or an 8-pack?
It was like an 8-pack, I think, is
so
what he told
So the
us.
Big broker gets an 8-pack off of Central and then reposts it on their own load board. Here's what I want to know. How much did they hack off to keep for themselves?
Well, quite a chunk. He didn't tell us how much. He just said that the load was paying 60, 70 cents a mile. And then he found out they sold it for like 40 cents a mile, something like that, which is about right for what the broker we're talking about.
So they kept 30 cents a mile just for, and this is where you get into the Wolf of Wall Street high-fiving and champagne dinners.
Yeah.
I mean, they're keeping 30 cents a mile just for making some phone calls.
Yeah, and then the what really ticked
and more,
the guy
but
off
still,
is that, yeah, that they it. Didn't deliver the load for forever because they were, you know, selling it to somebody.
Okay.
So that was the other thing they had a problem with is how long, and I don't think it was going that far, if I'm not mistaken. So
interesting.
But yeah, that's
kind of crazy. Why, like, because here are some of the business questions. Why would you do that? How did you get notified? Did you? Here's a question.
They got to be watching the board, right?
Exactly. Does the big broker have somebody watching the boards for loads they could poach and just do themselves?
Yeah.
Are they trying
That's
to get
I would
the
it.
Business, or are they trying to get the client? Was it a past client? You know, that's the thing too. Me and Ty were talking about, we got 10 more minutes here. So if you have anything to add, please do put it in the live chat. But Ty and I were talking about this. What's interesting is behind the scenes, when a big client goes to a different broker or asset-light carrier, why did they do that? We were talking about, there was a big company we were talking about, a known company, that has their own load board, and they lost a big account. That account went elsewhere. Why?
Right.
What happened? Was it, you know, was there a problem with the truck? And this gets back into, you know, the carrier requirements. And why does a big client move to another asset-light carrier? Do you know this phrase, asset-light carrier? I've never used it until I heard it like a couple weeks ago. Asset-light carrier. What's an asset-light carrier, Sue? Right?
I'm not really...
Exactly. What? I'm not really sure.
I know what the first part means.
What's an asset-light carrier?
The ASS makes sense.
Okay. So, an asset-light carrier. Well, here's what's interesting. Asset-light means not a lot of assets. What would be What would be an asset heavy carrier? And so, what's an asset? What are we even talking about? I love that terminology.
Truck
so
trailers.
Funny.
I mean, like, that's the way I'm going to take an like, asset is your truck, trailers, buildings, you know, that kind of crap.
Thank you. An asset is equipment. So an asset heavy carrier, or rather, I think what gets said is asset medium carrier, is a carrier that actually has equipment and assets and trucks. So what's an asset-light carrier? That's a carrier that doesn't have any trucks. Well, wait a minute. How are you a carrier with no truck? What's a carrier with no truck, Sue?
That is somebody who's hiring people with their own assets underneath their name and taking a percentage, or vice versa. That's what that is.
Also known as claiming they have all their own also profit. Known as a broker.
I don't know. Give it to me. Oh, broker. Well,
so,
and
no,
this
ain't,
no, that's not necessarily true, though, Jay.
Well, thank you.
Because I was a transporter. And you can have other trucks and transporters underneath your name, but they're hauling underneath your name.
And I thank you for that. And that's the thing is, I'm trying to
leasing on. That's what it's called.
Well, and that exactly, which is a business model. And I'm not. Yeah. Here's the thing: there's such a war on brokers and dispatchers.
Right.
It seems like there's a war on everybody except carriers, except when you try to book loads off load boards, right?
Yeah.
So there's really a war on everybody. Yes, an asset-light carrier. The reason I'm having this conversation and this analysis is that asset-light carrier is the preferred term of larger companies that do brokering and carriers and leasing on, and et cetera. They don't like being called brokers. They're asset-light carriers. Oh, that was exhausting. Okay. What else? We got a few minutes left. We're not gonna do the Florida backhaul, please.
I already did it, but they're much on everybody.
Don't make me do it. Not the Florida backhaul. Let's see here. We talked about, we went through all my topics. I don't have any more topics. Is there anything going on with, how about this one? You know what? If you're still with us, you're going to hear a secret. You guys want to hear a secret?
Yes. Go for it.
I'm going to tell you something. You've never heard this. Have you ever heard of Plateau?
Well, I know what it is. Is there a company called that? Is that what you mean, or what?
I want you to open a window and type in join Plateau. Right, okay. And if you can spell Plateau, you're a winner. Okay, yeah, joinplateau.com.
Okay, so
there
I got
is.
It.
First
All
one,
right.
Join Plateau. You ever heard of this?
No.
Right. I just found out about this, and what's really cool is in December, that's next month, in a month, like 5-6 weeks, we're going to learn about this on Auto Transport Intel. You've never heard of this, have you?
I'm reading it right now.
Exactly. So, newsflash, everybody. Craig says, are you dense? Yes, I am as dense as helium. Yeah. Auto Transport Intel is the car shipping business channel, and I can prove it now because there are folks lining up to bring the good news about what's going on in their company, on their side of the world, and to bring it to the Auto Transport Intel audience on Tuesday Nights Live. And that's what Tuesday Nights Live is all about. Tuesday Nights Live is for experts, interviews, advertisers, and new good news. Company news, service products. Wednesday DOT compliance is to learn about how to do it better, not be the flip of the week. Thursdays, Dispatching Live is all about searching for loads and getting load board search advice. And Fridays is connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers on cars on the move and growing your business. But joinplateau.com is... Now, when you click on that tab again for me, we're going to go here in a couple minutes. What do you think this is? Yeah, what do you think it is? Based on what you read, what do you think this is?
Well, what I'm assuming it is that we won't have to use multiple apps. It's going to clean it all up is the way I'm kind of reading it. Like it's one, but I don't know how they would do that.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to learn about is how does that work?
Yeah.
Does it say who created it? Is that on here?
Let's look. Usually it's kind of down. No. Oh wait, about us. Let's read. Not really.
Can you shoot me pictures of
Plateau? Wow.
No, it doesn't really seem.
Wow, it doesn't even say who created it. How cool. Well, I know. I think I know who created it. Anyways, that's the teaser. That's the cliffhanger on Dispatching Live. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. It's going
to
be.
If that were to work, that would be awesome.
Right? If it were to work, that's exactly right. Well, I think here's what's really interesting. There's people already either signed up or using it. But it's not just a concept. It's actually happened. It's already in use, I think, by I don't know how many people. So this thing already exists.
And they're out of Florida. I mean, so basically what I'm, is this way you understand is like, so like when we have to use VTAS app and use RAD app and Cars Drive app, we wouldn't have to do that? Is that what, like it's all combined into one?
Right. I think one of the goals, because there's, I think it aims to accomplish several problems. You know that what driver, car hauler, owner operator wants to use 12 different apps.
Exactly. I mean,
no,
I get it.
No. And so this will help a driver, owner, car hauler use less apps because this software somehow translates, interprets
to all these other apps.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm.
It's like Babel, right? Now you don't have to learn 12 languages.
Yeah. But see, that's, well, I mean.
Right. That's a tall order. Does it work?
Yeah.
Right?
It really is because they have to get everybody to agree to it. That means they have to call JMN, they have to call RPM, they have to call Cars Arrive. And getting all those people to agree to use one centralized app or something.
Yes.
Or something to that effect.
Yes.
Is tough.
It is because, well, and the problem is there's several people that want to be this mothership. Yeah. So it's the same
concept with each of the big brokers. They think their app is better than everybody else's and they only want to use their apps.
Yeah.
And so talking them into it.
Well, and this Plateau says, oh, yeah, go ahead, make your app, use your app, do whatever you want. But ultimately, if people don't want to use your app, connect to us so that they can still use theirs and it'll show up in yours. Something like that.
Hmm.
But
well,
it is.
That would be sweet if they.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, it would be sweet. Yeah. So the question is,
kind of a tall order.
Is there anybody else? Is there anybody at Plateau's level vying for this market share? And by the way, here's one for you. Do you think Plateau is involved with Cox Automotive?
Well, they're out of Florida, so who knows?
Right.
It says
possible.
They're out of, yeah.
Let me ask it this way.
I mean, they have the capabilities to do it.
What if Plateau is not part of Cox Automotive? What do you think will happen?
I don't know if they'll get that to go through then. Because RAD is pretty, they want you to use their app, you know what I mean?
But what
if you don't use their app after a couple times, you get chewed out. And,
well,
you know.
But Super Dispatch, RAD lets you use Super Dispatch, right?
No.
They don't?
They want you to use their app. I mean, yes, you can do it. But if you take a couple loads for RAD and don't use their app, they're calling you up going, your driver's not using the app. He has to use the app. If you do it again, we're going to shut you off. That's what they tell you.
Well, it'd be all right. Well, then it'll be really interesting to see what happens. If Plateau is not connected to Cox, and I don't think it is, what will RAD do with Plateau?
Ignore him.
To Plateau or not? To Plateau.
I mean, it would have to be something that they would get value out of other than just the app part. So, you know what I mean? They probably want some kind of kickback.
Now, this is Speculation Live, and we really appreciate you joining us for Speculation Live. But you heard it here first on Auto Transport Intel. This is the Car Shipping Business Channel. This is the end of another broadcast day on Dispatching Live. Sue, thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem. No problem.
I know that some sausage got made today.
Yeah. All day, every day.
All day, every day. All right, folks, thank you so much. Sue, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let everybody else go. Guys, please stay profitable. Stay safe. Keep us posted. Let us know how we can help you. And please join us tomorrow, Friday at noon, live on Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. It's the last show this week, and then we're going to go into, hopefully, a reasonable weather weekend. So y'all take care, and I'll see you soon. All right.